Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather weather forecast for today, going to be lots of sunshine once again. We'll have a high of about 75 degrees. Clear skies right now in Kenosha, it is 52, 49 and clear in Burlington. Some clouds in Milwaukee, 57 degrees, but clear in Racine and 54. Baseball legend Yogi Berra passed away last night at the age of 90. He was born Lawrence Peter Berra, often talked about how he got the nickname Yogi from a fellow major leaguer, Bobby Hoffman, back in the day, and how he would sit on the ground with his legs crossed, looking like a yogi. Berra would also tell college students about striving for greatness during commencement speeches.
Whenever you go, whatever you do, be the best you can be. Be the greatest. I always said, if I had to be a plumber, I would have to be a great plumber.
He was one of the best and most beloved players to ever wear the pinstripes for the Yankees. 18 of his 19 seasons with the club, won 3 American League MVPs, 10 World Series championships, more than any other player in history, a 15-time All-Star. He went into baseball's Hall of Fame in 1972. Of course, he's best remembered for some of his many quotes, including the famous, "It ain't over till it's over." One person killed, another seriously hurt in the crash of a car and a pickup truck at the Highway 36 bypass and Pine Street in the town of Burlington last night. Racine County Sheriff's Department says initial 911 calls had the car flipping over at least once, and first responders finding the 21-year-old male operator deceased, the 56-year-old driver of the truck later taken by Flight for Life to Frederick Hospital. The intersection closed for almost 5 hours by the accident investigation. Speed and failing to obey a traffic signal appear to have contributed to the accident, but the Sheriff's Department not saying which driver was at fault. City of Racine looks like we'll be avoiding a rather costly due process hearing for Kenny's on Main. That's a bar at which underage patrons were served alcohol and later involved in separate traffic crashes on successive days, one of them claiming the lives of two men. Up before the Public Safety and Licensing Committee, Special Prosecutor Ken Rush explained that Kenneth Meyer agreed not to operate Fridays and Saturdays for a 60-day period, and then only until 11 p.m. for 6 months after that, with one exception for a special Halloween event. Said Meyer will have to meet all the criteria, will be subject to random inspection by the police department. All this starting, he said, with the failure of bar staff to properly check IDs. That, he said, is also being corrected.
Mr. Meyer tells me that, correct me if I'm wrong, the scanner is battery operated. It's got an electrical backup, and your people just didn't use the electrical backup.
Correct.
But the scanner has now been in place. They've been instructed. They're ready to go. This has got the support of Mr. Meyer. It's got our support as a prosecutor, and I think Sergeant Rivers and the individual that we were going to have testify, I think, are on board.
Alderman Ray D. Hahn, while accepting the agreement, took note of the initial claim by Meyer about some equipment not working as a factor in the case.
We asked him about the card reader and about the cameras inside, and all of a sudden they were all broke. I'm saying, what's wrong with this picture? And, you know, I've been around the block a few times myself, but I've never... If you're running a business like that, you should have the security working. The card reader, I can understand that can happen. But the cameras, Ken, I have a real problem with that.
Any violation found with Kenny's on Main during the stipulated agreement time frame would be reportable to the city attorney's office, then the committee for consideration of discipline. Meyer telling panel members some staff changes would also be taking effect shortly in reference to those who failed to properly check the IDs back in June. Only 4 of the 20 establishments that were visited this past Saturday by Caledonia police sold tobacco or nicotine products to minors during a routine compliance check. 3 got citations for selling tobacco products, the 4th for selling a nicotine product. The citations carry a fine of $218. As many as 500 Educators Credit Union customers could be at risk of financial loss due to skimming devices found on ATMs in a handful of locations in southeast Wisconsin. According to officials with the Racine-based credit union, 5 of their ATMs were found to have the skimmers after fraudulent debit account transactions began to be reported. So far, fraud has been found with only a few accounts. One device initially discovered September the 6th in Racine, one in Kenosha September the 12th, along with 3 others in Milwaukee that same day. Skimming devices used to steal customer debit card information when the ATMs are used. Kenosha Police Department's Facebook page has a picture of a woman placing one of these skimmers onto an ATM. This, by the way, the second outbreak reported in the metro Milwaukee area in less than a month. In Madison, though, it's maybe a little more severe. 7 more skimming devices found on ATMs over the past several months, in addition to some found back in May and June. Coming up on Thursday evening, a Racine Interfaith Coalition prayer vigil, 6 p.m. in the 1600 block of Taylor Avenue. It's to remember the man who was shot and killed Sunday night, 34-year-old Vaughn Chapman, who died from a gunshot wound to the head. Meanwhile, Racine police, aside from investigating that case, also still looking for the man responsible or whoever's responsible for shooting a man in the leg around Albert and LaSalle Streets. Again, that was Monday night. Congressman Paul Ryan's going to hold a series of listening sessions in the Kenosha-Racine area Monday, October the 5th. Schedule calls for him to be at Veterans Terrace in Burlington from 11:30 in the morning till 12:30 in the afternoon. And from there, it's the Innovation Works Complex at Snap-on in Kenosha from 1:15 until 2:15 p.m. The day will conclude for the congressman at the Racine Theater Guild from 3 until 4 o'clock. Listening sessions usually begin with the congressman doing a presentation, then gets into questions from those in the audience. Support appears to be a little shaky in the state assembly for a bill that would ban researchers from using tissue from aborted fetuses. Speaker Robin Voss says they're still trying to balance the concerns of abortion opponents and the research community on this.
Our goal is pretty simple. It's to say that we do not want to fund the procedures that I think are really grotesque, the harvesting of fetal body parts and sale of those same parts. But we also want to do it in a way to ensure that research in Wisconsin is not negatively impacted.
Voss says that the controversial bill likely does not have the votes needed to pass, at least not right now. Racine County's new Veterans Services Officer, Brad Bailing, welcomed by the county board last night with confirmation of his appointment by County Executive Jonathan Delagrave. He's from Kenosha, says he's looking forward to the opportunity.
Got 25 years experience in the Air Force and retained the rank of Chief Master Sergeant and served in many theaters of operation. And I hope to carry that experience forward to all of our veterans and represent all of you to the best of my ability.
Been on the job about a week, had some high praise for the Veterans Court, admitting he's also got some big shoes to fill. Allie Nelson, who left to take the Kenosha County Veterans Service job, failing again retired from the Air Force earlier this year. The mill rate in the village of Sturtevant could drop as much as 25% for 2017 when tax incremental district number 3, which covers Renaissance Business Park, gets dissolved next year. While the village is also expected to receive a one-time payment of almost $1.7 million. That's according to Village Administrator Mary Cole, who told the Board of Trustees and the Community Development Authority that when the property taxes collected for the district cover any outstanding debt, then the TID can be closed. Other taxing bodies like Racine Unified, Gateway Technical College, and Racine County would also benefit. Trustee John Johnson said he would urge the village use that extra funding, if there is any, from closing the TID to make up for lost services over the years.
The taxpayers are going to get their relief. You know, a 25% drop to me is a significant drop. And anybody who doesn't think so, I think, needs to reevaluate what they're looking at. And it still allows us to go back and start providing the services that we've lacked for years.
The CDA will now begin to work on the possibility of creating one or maybe two new TID districts. Citizens' petition drive underway in the city of Burlington, urging Mayor Bob Miller and the Common Council to explore options for improving the outdoor community swimming pool. Problem is that the pool either needs to major repairs or it has to be replaced. A planned study earlier fell through in April for a lack of agreement with a consultant. The petition drive is underway at change.org. Milwaukee's Common Council approves the $47 million in tax incremental financing for the Bucks Arena project. 12-3 was the vote, final major piece of the public financing package for that project. And for the 27th time, Racine-based S.C. Johnson's been named one of the 100 best companies by Working Mother magazine. SCJ recognized for establishing programs in support of working parents, including paid family leave, flexibility, and advancement of women. Abbott Labs also named to the list for 2015. WRJN.com is your source for our local news. Our newscasts are in podcast form. You can listen to them whenever you want. Look in the local news section at WRJN News to get our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.